From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, February 1st, 2019. And on this day, we'll look at what step therapy is, why insurance companies like it, why some patients don't, and why there's a bill in Maine's legislature to limit it. That's ahead in just a moment. Gun issues always draw a crowd to the State House, and for some gun rights activists, the confirmation hearing of former Portland Police Chief Mike Soschuk to the top spot of the Department of Public Safety was another reason to turn out. As Mal Leary reports, opponents are concerned about Soschuk's personal views on gun control.
More than 100 people signed up to testify on Soschuk's nomination, and so many showed up to listen that 4 additional hearing rooms were needed to handle the overflow crowd from the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Opponents focused on Soschuk's previous support of a statewide referendum that would have required background checks for all sales of firearms. Les Gibson is a resident of Sebattis.
Mr. Soschuk's extremist views opposed to the rights guaranteed under the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America and also the Maine State Constitution are not in line with the views held by the majority of Maine's citizens.
And several opponents, including Jamie Robinson of Turner, said they were worried that Soschuk's personal views on guns could affect future policy coming from the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Soschuk's been a leading activist in the gun control movement. He sat on the board of directors for the Maine Gun Safety Coalition, a gun control group affiliated with New York City billionaire Michael Bloomberg.
But Soschuk had dozens of supporters, many from law enforcement, who argued he will enforce existing laws and not lead an effort to infringe on gun rights. Daryl Crandall is the former sheriff of Aroostook County. He says he and Soschuk disagreed about the referendum, but that has not swayed his view that Soschuk is the best person for the job.
Chief Soschuk is not running for Congress or the Maine legislature. He's not been nominated to serve on the Supreme Court or the Maine Law Court. He's been nominated to lead the Department of Public Safety.
Soschuk told committee members his job as commissioner will be to enforce the laws, even though he may personally disagree with them.
It's my goal to facilitate people's rights, no matter which right they are. And I think that as a private citizen and as a professional, you also have the right to have an opinion.
In addition to working for the Portland Police Department, Soschuk is a former Marine who says he understands the principle of the chain of command. Policy in the Mills administration, he says, will be set by the governor.
The governor, at the end of the day, if in fact I'm ultimately confirmed for this nomination, is the boss to me. She will be my boss.
The public hearing is over and the committee is expected to vote this evening. Under the state constitution, it would take a 2/3 vote of the state Senate to overturn the recommendation of the committee. And with the Democrats holding more than a majority of seats, that's not likely. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Drug prices are a problem in the U.S. for patients and for insurance companies. To control costs, insurers sometimes use a tool called step therapy. It requires patients who are prescribed expensive medication to try more cost-effective alternatives before stepping up to the medication that costs more. Critics say step therapy can delay effective treatment and the health system more. As Patty White reports, that's why some patients and advocates in Maine are backing a state bill that would give patients more control in their drug choices.
16-year-old Olivia Cooper says she knows what it's like to take medication that doesn't work. She has epilepsy. About 5 years ago, her doctors wanted to put her on a new expensive medication, but her insurance company wouldn't approve it, so she had to stick with cheaper alternatives.
With the different medications, sometimes I was really depressed, sometimes I was really angry.
Cooper shared her experience in the halls of the State House recently with her mom, Brooke, who says that the side effects of the medications also gave her daughter head and stomach aches.
And the biggest thing was uncontrolled seizures. She was having hundreds of seizures every day, seizures every night, seizures that not only impacted her ability to go to school to just get through the day, but also put her at a very high risk of SUDEP, which is sudden unexplained death in epilepsy, which is a side effect that very few people think about unless you're in that position where you have to.
This went on for 9 months, Brooke says, until she successfully appealed. It's unclear why the appeals took so long, but Olivia, who's now doing well, doesn't want others to go through what she did. The Coopers support a bill sponsored by Democratic Representative Charlotte Warren that would make it easier for patients to get exceptions from step therapy. It has the backing of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, whose spokeswoman is Hillary Schneider.
The bill does not prohibit insurance companies from using this practice. It makes sure that they play by fair rules in instituting these practices.
The bill would automatically grant exceptions and appeals to step therapy if insurers don't make a decision on requests within 24 to 72 hours, depending on the urgency of the case. The bill also provides an override so that if a patient has already tried an alternative medication under a different insurer, there's no need to try it again. The legislature passed a similar bill last year, but former Governor Paula Page vetoed it. The move was supported by the Maine Association of Health Plans.
Health insurers use step therapy to promote quality and efficacy.
Catherine Pelletreau is a spokeswoman for the association, which represents Anthem, Aetna, Cigna, Harvard Pilgrim, and Community Health Options. She says step therapy in its current form is an effective tool to ensure patients get the right drugs.
And also to help protect patients from being saddled with higher copayments and out-of-pocket costs for their prescriptions.
Which is increasingly important, Pelletreau says, as the price of prescriptions outpaces other healthcare costs.
Step therapy is one of the tools that health plans and employers are able to use to help manage those costs.
Some studies have found that step therapy does reduce costs for insurers, but other research suggests that the practice may increase healthcare costs overall. Bill Murphy of the Epilepsy Foundation of New England, which supports the main proposal, says when patients have a bad reaction after switching medications, they often use the health system more.
They end up calling ambulances, hospital visits, unnecessary tests, when the doctors had prescribed the medication that they knew was best for this individual.
That's been the case for Lori Schneiders, an assistant psychology professor at the University of Maine Machias. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
In step therapy, I've gone into anaphylaxis a couple of times because I'm highly allergic to a lot of drugs.
For years, Schneider says, she had to try cheaper alternatives to her medications once a year.
Oh, yeah, every January. This is something people don't realize, but when you renew on a med, the insurance company reviews it.
Schneider says she wants to keep healthcare costs down, but she also thinks she should be allowed to stay on a medication regimen if it's working. She's hoping Maine will join the 20 or so other states that have enacted patient protection laws for step therapy. Meanwhile, at the federal level, the use of step therapy recently expanded to Medicare Advantage Part B drugs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, February 1st, 2019. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.